What's negative?
That
they're going to come through is between 3 and 4. This is directly to our front and off just a little bit west off the road.
10-4, but aren't you also handling the petite detail?
Oh, that's affirmative.
10-9 CP, I didn't copy.
Are the cattle inside our perimeter?
4, are the cattle inside our perimeter?
That's affirmative.
CP Bird's Eye, that's affirmative. Beyond the perimeter.
Is that all?
That's all they told me to tell you.
10-4.
RB3 to Bird's Eye. For your information, the area in which the combined, two patrols will be operating is approximately a quarter to a half mile inside of both 3 and 4. So they, for the most part, will be out of sight of these two positions.
You see, the units on the petite detail end will be out of sight of the actual post there?
Yeah, there's a road that runs between, well, runs down into Wounded Knee. And there are several hills in between that road and the various positions. So, although 3 and 4 are covering, the route the Pete may take is not necessarily in sight of either of these two locations.
10-4, did you copy control?
We need to tell it just a moment. bridge by?
Go ahead.
CRS people left about 10 minutes ago.
10-4, thanks. The message for that, the yellow four-wheel drive BIA vehicle again, clarify, are they to report back to the CP or just shoot out to RB3?
They should come in and see Mr. Leonard, and he'll tell them what to do.
10-4.
1 to 1A1. RB1 to 1A.
1A, go.
Did you tell Mr. Clayton and crew that two of the AMI attorneys are here, over? Clayton isn't here. Don't you have somebody up there ready to come down for this meeting, over? Then on the other end we do. RB18, RB1. All squared away, thank you.
RB1, Birdseye.
Go, Birdseye.
CP advises that CRS personnel left about 12 minutes ago.
Well, the negotiating crews just left also.
Four.
1801, he's okay, he's on the list.
Thank you,
That's the negotiating team coming through.
Who's the guy with all the gear over him?
The guy on foot with the cameras? He's, his name is Burish. He's on the top of the list for that approved list of photographers in Newton.
Okay, thank you.
CP to SA Fitzpatrick. Could you contact SA Frazier at the school and tell him to get up and come over to CP, please? Frazier. to RB1.
Go ahead, CP.
CP to Birdstar.
Go ahead, CP. RB1 copies you.
I have an additional name for their list of press people who are to be allowed in. The name is Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, middle initial P as in Paul, last name Finn, F-I-N-N. He is with the London Daily Express. And he doesn't have his press card, but he is Mr. Weber's eyes that he should be allowed in.
RB1 does not copy. Birdseye, can you relay that to RB1A? Can you relay that to RB1A? 1A, standby.
1, I didn't get the names and stuff.
I didn't either. We cannot. It's in and out. The last name, I think, is Philip. First name, Philip. Last name, Ben. Ben, that's all we need to know, over.
CP Birdseye, give me that. It's Philip somebody with the London Daily News, or...
It's Philip, middle initial, P as in Paul, last name Finn, F-I-N-N. He is with the London Daily Express. He does not have his press card with him, but Mr. Webb advised that he is to be allowed in.
10-4. Is that Finn, F. Frank, I-N-N?
10-4.
10-4. Birdseye to 1 and 1A. That is Philip, initial B, Paul, Finn, F. Frank, I-N-N, with the London Daily Express. Has no press card, but per Mr. Webb, he is to be allowed in. Copy?
1A copy. 1 copies. Thank you, Birdseye.
Birdseye, go ahead.
You might advise RBs 3 and 4 that we have further information that this Ron Petit purchased 4 boxes of 30-06 and 4 boxes of 30-30 ammunition.
10-4. Birdseye to RBs 3 and 4. Further information regarding Petit. Information is that he has purchased 4 boxes of 30-06 and also 4 boxes of 30-30 ammunition.
3 clear. 4 clear.
DN3 to CP. How do you copy this unit?
Loud and clear.
4.
Okay, another field repair job. I just want to make sure the microphone wasn't sticking or something else. Yeah, everything sounds all right.
Sounds fine. Thank you.
Andy, how do you copy?
RB1 to CP, or Birdseye.
Go ahead, Ron.
You might tell CP that William Kunstler has departed the area, is presently en route to the airport from which he shall catch a plane.
DN3 is 10-7. RB1, somebody covered you going 10-7. William Kunstler has departed the area en route for an airport where to what?
Going back to D.C., over.
10-4, do you copy, CP?
All I got was William Kunstler departed the area en route somewhere.
He's going to an airport to catch a plane for D.C.?
10-4.
RB4 to MI5.
RB3 to MI5.
MI5, go.
Stand by. 3 to 4.
4 to 3, go ahead.
You just want me to tell them about the message?
Yes, appreciate it, thank you.
3 to MI5.
Go.
Further information on Petite. Purchase made was 4 boxes of 30-30 and 4 boxes of 30-06.
10-4, do you know whether he was by himself and whether he was armed and which direction he possibly might be heading? We know he was coming between...
CP to Birdseye.
Maybe he might help us out.
That wasn't given to us, I don't know.
third time?
Go ahead.
Would you advise RB1 that two agents are on their way out there with that list they need?
10-4, you're about to blow us out of the van now. You sound good.
We copy direct also.
10-4.
10-4.
Go ahead.
Could you also advise RB2 that we have information that that vehicle was Ron Petit and it may try to come through their position?
10-4 hidden 2 being manned by the marshal.
That's right, I already advised them. Thank you. Thank you, Birdseye.
Good.
Did RB1 get that message?
That's affirmed. Since you did whatever you did in there, they're copying you directly again now.
10-4, thank you.
3 to CB.
Bird's eye by 3, I'll relay.
We've got a Marshals unit up here who got lost, and he was heading for one evidently, and he tried to turn the truck around, and I'm afraid we're going to need a wrecker to get him out of the ditch here.
10-4, CP Bird's eye.
Bird's eye, I copied you.
10-4, you got the facilities to dispatch.
Stand by, we're going to check with the Marshals.
RB3 to CB.
CP.
Any word on that record? You know if you're going to be able to get one out here?
The Marshals are working on it right now. I'll advise you as soon as I know.
10-4. RV3 to CP.
CP.
Yes, I didn't really take a good close at this look at this gentleman. He happens to be a BIA policeman. He was driving a blue van like the marshal does. I was wondering if you could contact BIA now and give them the word on this disabled vehicle.
10-4.
Go ahead.
Did that vehicle arrive yet with your gas?
Negative.
When it does arrive, will you tell them to come back to CP? The BIA agents are going to need that to take care of that van that's stuck out at RB3.
Careful. Go ahead.
Could you advise RV3 and 4 with regard to that previous information that we had received with regard to Ron Petit supposedly on his way to Wounded Knee from Martin in a boost station wagon? It is believed that he will try to enter through RV3 and 4. You might be on the lookout for that vehicle.
Birdseye to RBs 3 and 4. Birdseye to RBs 3 and 4. In regard to the earlier broadcast about Ron Petit traveling in the blue station wagon after having purchased the ammunition, information received now that he is going to attempt to enter somewhere around or between your posts 3 and 4. So keep a sharp eye out for him. Acknowledge receipt, please.
RB3 acknowledges receipt, and if he should come through here, in addition to confiscating the contraband he might have, can we also arrest him?
Standby 1, CP, Birdseye.
I copy. Stand by.
10-4. 4, did you copy?
That's affirmative. 4's question is, can we have a vehicle in between 3 and 4?
Well, can one of you shake one loose to place between that?
That's affirmative.
10-4, why don't you, you two post deploy that yourself?
CP to Birdseye.
4 to Birdseye. We'll have to resend that. We only have one car here that has a radio that works.
This is 3. We have the equipment, but not the personnel.
Well, 3 and 4, could you get together real quick, like, and maybe put one of the 3's persons in 4's car or something like that? Or
10-4, we'll work something out.
10-4, CP Birdseye, Jeff driving.
Yes. That information with regard to Petit has been confirmed, and you were advised that if you stop him, you can arrest him.
Birdseye to 3 and 4. That information on Petit has been confirmed, and CP advises that if he does have the goodies on him, to go ahead and arrest him. So you two work out whatever you need as far as deploying manpower between there so you can cover the post, okay?
3 is 10-4 on that.
4, Roger.
RB 4 to 3.
RB 3 to RB 4.
This is 4. We have a bronze Ford going up there with a couple SAs and binoculars, and they'll be cruising in between you and me.
Do they have a radio?
That's affirmative. They can reach our post, but they have trouble reaching Birdseye, but they can contact either you or me, and they'll be designated 4 Alpha.
MI-5 to RB-3.
RB-3, go ahead.
Yeah, this is MI-5. We'll be between 3 and 4.
Alright, 10-4. How many people that will that put up there then?
2.
Plus the other group. Is that correct?
That's 10-4.
Okay, very good.
I'll be 1 to CP.
One to CP of Birdseye.
Birdseye back.
Birdseye, you might want to tell CP that the count of people leaving as of still zip.
10-4, CP bird's eye.
CP.
One reports that the count as of noon is still zero.
10-4, thank you.
I'll be right back. I'm going for something to eat.
Four, you go.
Correction, this is RB4. We just had word here that there are three Ames riflemen down a few hundred yards from our location. They've just stolen some cattle, and they're trying to push them back to the draw area in our location. Apparently, they're going to slaughter them, put them onto a vehicle that we cannot see, but the farmer reports they have a vehicle. But is there any action we should take? They're a few hundred meters from here, and they are armed.
Stand by four. CP bird's eye. CP bird's eye.